Now, if someone were to ask you what a politician dressed like, you might describe someone wearing your standard issue suit, likely gray or navy, button-up shirt, polished sensible shoes, tie, American flag lapel pin. That's the male kit, anyway. For women, there's more variety and more tough choices to make. Our next guest says clothing choices tell a story, especially when it comes to politics, and there can be a difficult balancing act that can be different for incumbents and challengers. Joe Ellen Posner is an assistant professor of management and an organizational theorist at the Levy School of Business at Santa Clara University. Joe Ellen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
What led you to want to tackle the role that clothing choices play for political figures?
I've been interested in political clothing for a long time, but actually this started with the last Republican National Convention in 2016. And there were just so many interesting, different, unexpected choices at work that we saw. And it really struck me that there wasn't necessarily a typical story being told by those clothes. And it led to several years of observation, analysis, and now some work in writing.
And you mentioned the word story, and it seems like that's a key part of your research. Above a certain level, anything a politician wears didn't happen by accident. What kind of stories do they try to tell when they select their clothing?
I think a lot of them are trying to, you know, tell us something about their personality, but also tell us something about their values. Right. I think of Jim Jordan a lot, the congressman from Ohio who never wears a jacket, carries it around. And it is kind of consistent with his wrestling background, his athletic background. And he just looks like he's ready for a fight. He's not going to be encumbered by a jacket.
You've noticed big differences between incumbents and challengers. And you've done recent work, especially looking at the Senate level here.
Yeah, I just thought it was really interesting to see the difference between the story that challengers are able to tell with their clothing because they're not encumbered by the constraints of their office, right? Many of them, they have jobs, but they're spending most of their time on the campaign trail where they're trying to get across a really specific message. And they're able to do that through their clothing in a way that incumbents, who mostly are working in the Senate, are not, because those folks are wearing suits, because that's what you wear to the Senate floor. And the challengers are out there, you know, wearing whatever they want to and able, therefore, to portray a really specific message about who they are, what they stand for.
You compare and contrast a couple of different races. What things did you take away from looking at three big Senate races in the country?
I think the most telling one is really the Arizona race between Martha McSally and Kelly. So Kelly's a former astronaut. He's got a military background. He's married to Gabby Giffords. And he's able to show all of that through his sartorial choices, right? He's almost never in a suit. He's in often a flight jacket, sometimes with a NASA logo. And he's really able to telegraph, these are issues that are important to me. Environmental protection, which is a big focus of NASA's research, is important. The military is important. Veterans affairs are important. You contrast him to Martha McSally, who also has a military background, but who now, as a serving senator, can really only wear the suits and, you know, professional dresses that most senators wear, and her message just gets lost. So her connection to those issues is really a lot more tenuous. She looks more like a Washington insider than she does like a recent veteran.
All right, now, nobody's ever going to come to me for fashion advice, but if someone who wore men's clothes said, hey, Rob, I need something for the Senate, I'd head him over to the suit section. For a woman, it seems like there's a lot bigger challenge figuring out what to wear. Am I wrong about this?
I don't know. I think that there are still a lot of choices, and a lot of people do express their personality even within the constraints of a suit. I mean, if you compare Susan Collins, who wears a lot of colors, but they're deep and dark, and they're in pretty traditional silhouettes, to Kamala Harris, who wears a really limited palette of gray and black, but who has like flounces and peplums and skirts and pants and mixes it up a little, there is some opportunity for expression. But frankly, once you're in the suit aisle, there's just not that many interesting choices.
Now, you also write about the desire to appear authentic when politicians are picking their clothes. And it seems like there can be some trouble spots there. People made fun of Al Gore wearing the earth tone sweaters, that kind of thing. Can people come off as insincere when they're trying to appear authentic?
Yes, I think there's a very fine line between looking authentic, and by that I mean consistent with your values and what you purport to stand for, and what you're wearing. So that line between authenticity and trying too hard can be really fine. If you look at Melania Trump's choices on her diplomatic visits, you'll see that she often misses the mark because she's trying to wear what she thinks people visiting that spot should look like, right? Like, so her safari outfits when she was in Africa, they don't look authentic to her at all. They just look like she's a tourist with poor choices.
Do you have any thoughts on this new apparel item that we're wearing in 2020, masks? Have you seen much effort by candidates, if they're wearing masks, to really integrate them into their clothing story?
I think we're still at the leading edge of the mask fashion movement. And I think for candidates, that's something I would probably stay far away from. There's, again, a fine line between telegraphing your message through your clothing and literally writing it on your face.
Do you see the rules of political fashion changing at all over the last decade or so?
Absolutely. You see really interesting people like Kyrsten Sinema, the senator from Arizona, who wears whatever she wants on the Senate floor. And women in the House, for example, wearing, going sleeveless, which was previously verboten, or even Kamala Harris on the campaign trail in her Converse sneakers. We're really able to take more chances and be our true selves. And as long as we're doing that in a way that allows us to show what we really stand for, that comes across really well to voters.
And finally, in the presidential campaign, it seems like both candidates play it pretty safe in their suit choices. Is that fair to say?
I mean, how do we even notice their suit choices given everything else that's going around?
Very, very fair. Jo Ellen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Jo Ellen Posner is an assistant professor of management and an organizational theorist at the Levy School of Business at Santa Clara University. She joined us today to talk about the messages that politicians at least try to send with their clothing choices.